This podcast is rated F for cuss words. Hi everyone, I'm Darusha Wame, and this is the NaNoWriMo 2005 podcast for day 14. As you've probably heard me whining over the past few episodes, I've been coming down with a bit of a cold, and it did slow me down a bit this weekend. I ended up doing really well on Friday night, and just, I think I probably wrote 3,000 or 4,000 words, and which was really exciting for me. It took me over 26,000 when I was a lot closer to 20 when I started, so that's really cool. But then Saturday I pretty much took the entire day off, and yesterday I didn't really do a whole hell of a lot either. And today I was feeling quite crummy, so I took the day off work, but I've been doing a bit of writing on the novel in between baths and tea and that sort of thing today, so I'm hoping that I'm actually going to crest 30,000 by the end of today, so hopefully that'll work out. There are, however, some people who are doing much, much better than that. From a comment on the weblog, which you can find at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com, our faithful listener Sforzy has gotten herself a wonderful problem. She, who has been writing 2 novels in this nano so far, has finished both of them with a total word count of over 100,000 words already, and she's faced with the ever-so-horrible problem of thinking she might have to start yet another novel to fill her NaNoWriMo. Must be tough, and must be nice to have such problems. Good for her. Way to go, Sforzy. An inspiration to me, and I'm sure everybody else as well. On other notes, I think I've been trying to figure out exactly why I've been slowing down on my novel lately. I'm still enjoying the writing. It's going really well, and I really like my story. But I think the problem is that now that I'm getting into the guts of it, I'm having trouble just going with the flow. I'm really thinking a lot more about every word that I put down and making sure that the story's going in, you know, the right direction and everything keeps happening, which is, of course, completely against the spirit of NaNoWriMo. You're supposed to just sit there and write. But I've never been good at stream of consciousness. I've always been one of those people who edits as she goes, probably before the words are even on the page. So I'm having a hard time not doing that, but I can't complain. I'm doing fine. I'm ahead of the game, so it's going well. It's just not that thrilling rush down the hill that it was in the first week. So I guess that's just sort of the way that it is. I hope everybody else is doing well with their novels. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment on the weblog at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can call the listener line at 206-350-6266, or you can send me an email at darusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com. And I think I will head on out today with that thought, and I will leave you with an excerpt from the local meeting that we had a couple of weeks ago. And this is Chris talking about her story. Chris is our word count leader amongst the local group. She and Josh are duking it out for who's on top for word count. But she's winning right now. So here is her little excerpt. I hope you like it, and I will catch you all tomorrow.
My story is about, okay, it's called Gypsy Woman Reads Fortunes, and it's kind of one of these story within a story things. So my first main character is a woman named Adine, and she's an investigative journalist who comes home one day and finds her husband in bed with another woman. Big blow up, breaks up with him, kicks him out, and is bitter and depressed and angry, and distracted enough that she fucks up at work. And so her boss sends her off on this like kind of nothing little story to get her head sorted out. And the nothing little story is to interview this gypsy woman. So the second story is about the gypsy woman's life, and she tells a story about how her father met her mother in some little town somewhere and got her pregnant and then came back 9 months later and stole her from her. So instead of being brought up in like a town and being all, you know, normal, she was raised by gypsies. She talks about, you know, she really wanted to learn how to read, but her father wouldn't let her learn how to read. What do the gypsies need to know that for? So she prostitutes herself to a school teacher, and in exchange for sex, he teaches her how to read. And then she gets married, and her father dies, and she marries another gypsy, and they've sort of become like the head gypsies of the gypsy people. And they travel around with this carnival, and she starts having these like prophetic dreams, and she realizes that she can see the future, and she's a fortune teller. And the old fortune teller dies, and she's supposed to be coming into her power, but her husband really doesn't believe in it and doesn't want her to be the next seer or whatever. So there's a bit of violence, and she leaves him, and then I don't know. She kind of just lives out her life and has to go and discover who she is without her husband and without her father and this community that she knows. And then she gets old and she meets the other character, and eventually she's going to die, and that's okay. I have 27,000 words written.
Woo!